Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Please recognize Representative Johnson for CCR to Senate Bill 826.
Clerk will read.
CCR to Senate Bill 826 by Sykes of the Senate and Johnson of the House, an act relating to gangs.
Representative Johnson, you're recognized to explain the report.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members, this CCR for Senate Bill 826 is the same bill that passed out of the House 95-1. The Senate added some language that adds the crime of aggravated assault and battery on a police officer to the list of 85% crimes. That's the only difference in the bill that you see today and the one that passed out of here 95-1. This did pass the Senate last night 44-0. I would encourage you to vote for the bill. Be glad to take questions. Move adoption.
Representative Roan for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative Johnson, how many 85% crimes will we have if we pass this law?
The number of people that this will actually affect that are currently in the Department of Corrections is 41 that would come under this new language out of 25,000.
Follow-up, you're recognized.
Representative Johnson, I wasn't asking about how many people that would affect that are now incarcerated. I said, how many 85% crimes will we have? The number of crimes that are considered an 85% sentence.
I don't know the answer to that question, Representative Roan.
Representative Roan?
Would you believe that when we started back in about 89 or 90, there were five, and I think if this one passes, that makes 23?
I hear 21 from someone over here that may know.
Follow up.
Well, Representative Johnson, I thought maybe Representative Wright's bill had got through, and with this one, this would make 23 then, is what I thought. But would you believe that that's probably one reason that we've grown the prison population from less than 20,000 since I've been here to up near 26,000 today?
Well, one thing I could add is that the new language that's in this bill was offered on the Senate side by newly elected Senator Jerry Ellis, and that was one of the ways that we got his support on this bill as well.
Follow up.
The defense rests.
Representative Johnson moves adoption of the CCR to Senate Bill 826. Will there be debate? Seeing no debate, all those in favor of adopting the report say aye. All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. CCR is adopted. Fourth reading of the bill.
Senate Bill 826 by Sykes of the Senate and Johnson of the House, an act relating to gangs.
Representative Johnson moves final passage of the bill. There is another question. Representative Kiesel for a question. You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Representative, I think I might have asked this in committee, but could you give us an example? What is a gang-related offense?
Well, a gang-related offense would be something that has to do with gangs, first of all, and that's law enforcement could probably answer that a lot better than I can. But I could only say that there are cases where you, when you see it, you know it. There's probably some fuzzy cases as well. But what we're trying to do, Representative Kiesel, and you know this, but we're trying to address a growing problem that started on the East and West Coast that now we're seeing in the state of Oklahoma. And that's the occurrence of a growing gang problem. We've got to address this in some way. This is a good way to get started.
Representative Morissette for a question.
Representative, I don't think there's too many districts that have more of a problem with gangs than mine. But I have to tell you, that language is extremely vague. And I'll tell you, has anyone suggested to you that that needed to be tightened up before this bill got this far?
Representative Kiesel and I have talked about this. Are you referring to the school part of the bill or earlier part of the bill?
No, the part about was just this gang-related. That's not going to stand up, I don't believe. If someone is convicted of that and they challenge that directly on vagueness, the court's going to overthrow that.
Part of the problem will be when we're talking about gang-related, I'm referring specifically to the school portion of the bill toward the end. If you're talking about a school teacher or a lunch worker, bus driver, someone who's not trained, they have to give a good faith effort at determining what that is to them. You don't get law enforcement involved in this early on. This is just something that when you see a problem that looks like it could be gang-related. They can send a memo or turn in the incident to the superintendent. They can evaluate it, and they can determine as a gatekeeper whether or not to pass this information on to law enforcement to try to address it. They can further determine whether or not it would be gang-related or not, given their training. We're talking about allowing people that are untrained to watch what's going on, more or less kind of keeping an eye on the kids and allow them to pass that information on if they see what they consider to be, in good faith, something that would be a problem later.
You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I understand the intent and the ultimate outcome of prevention of crime is. The problem is that when people associate together, where do you draw the line as to legal association and illegal on somebody's subjective belief that something wrong? That sounds like, you know, Big Brother, watchful eye. And again, I reiterate that the objectives have merit, but the language is, in my opinion, just is far too gray.
Mr. Speaker, I would move to lay this bill over temporarily to allow a GCCA meeting to occur.
Mr. Forlater.